In 1519, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ships. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortes' story isn't just about conquest, it's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on, overcome obstacles, and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. Welcome back, folks. Burning the Ships, weekly ramble. Today, I am truly going to ramble on something that it is kind of coming on the heels of an interview podcast I did a couple weeks ago, but I've been putting some thoughts around this and trying to, let me jump right into it. It's this idea of leading with value, right? Leading our lives with value, leading our thoughts with providing value to those around us, positive value, and to the world around us. And I think just in my experience, dealing with folks through business and just through life in general, whether it's personal or business, so many people get into this mindset of they are consumers, that they're just consumers. So they consume, whether it be food, they consume content, they consume entertainment, they consume, you name it, whatever it is. But they get, from an early age, they get into this like societal norm of just constantly consuming other people's value. And that's fine, because in order for producers to be able to produce products that are valuable and do provide value, there has to be consumers of those ideas, consumers of those products, right? So what I'm talking about is living your life in a way that you approach situations with the mindset of, how can I add value to this person? How can I be of service to this situation, this environment that I'm in, this business that I'm a part of, this company that I'm an employee of, this customer base that I serve, whatever the case may be, how can I provide value? And that is a mindset, right? And that is something that can be trained, practiced through reps and just, you know, training your brain to think this way. And what folks, I don't think people give this mentality or this approach enough time to really realize the benefits that it can provide to their own lives by being this way, right? And it has to be genuine. You can't lead your life providing value constantly, doing so with the selfish mentality of, oh, I'm going to get a lot in return from providing this value. If that's where it's coming from, it's not authentic, and it will fizzle out, and it will be detected by those that you're trying to provide value for. Oh, he or she is providing this value and hopes to get a big return off of it, right? It can't be that. Now, I'll be the first to admit, we as an individual, as somebody that needs a return on time and a return on effort into order to pay the bills and live, then yeah, I am seeking out a return on my value to some degree. Meaning, if I give something a lot of my time and effort and thought, it would be helpful if somehow that is monetized over time in order to me, for me to pay the bills. So but I don't, I have to be genuinely providing something of value in order for that to happen, right? And that is not the leading motivation of the value that I'm providing. So let me tie all this in. When I meet a new person, okay, brand new person, whether I'm meeting them through a networking thing I'm in or somebody I know, it's a friend of theirs, and I'm meeting that person, I never view that person as an opportunity for me to make more money, as a lever or something I can leverage, or an individual I can leverage in order to make more money. Never crosses my mind, never has. When I spent a number of years in sales, and I sold insurance products. And a lot of my colleagues and even my managers over the years when I was in that career laughed at me because of this, or they just thought I was insane. I never connected the products I was selling an individual. I was trying to add value to them. I never connected that to a dollar amount, meaning I never viewed something in the sense of, oh, if I sell this much in premium, it's going to return this much in commission to my bank account. Never once ever did that cross my mind. Now, I enjoyed the benefit of that. I enjoyed reaching a bonus level where I would get big chunks of income at certain times. I enjoyed the salary and the commissions that came along with the job I did, but it was never, ever, ever, ever top of mind, ever. And so my whole approach was, how can I provide value to this individual I'm sitting down with, this business that I'm meeting with? And then ultimately, as I advanced into more of a managerial role, how can I sit down with this individual that I am managing? I'm responsible for their success. How can I add value to them in a way that will add value to their family and their clients? Never thinking through it or thinking through the lens of how am I going to make more money off this person. Never, never once crossed my mind. And that, fortunately for me, that was intuitive to me at an early age through my mother. My mother approaches life to this day like this. She is always trying to help others and never looking for a damn thing in return. That's how she has always been. It's how she trained us and taught us to be. She developed us in that way from a very young age. And I just, you know, again, because it was so ingrained in me at a young age, I just carried that into my adult life and relationships I built, businesses that I've built, and, you know, for so many years, the career that I built with my former career. So what comes on the heels of that approach? Well, could be nothing, right? But I assure you that 99% of the time, if you consistently lead with a value-driven approach, a servant's heart, like I'm going to serve the situation, and I don't care what comes on the heels of it. Now, there's nuance here, right? There's some things that if you continue to serve and provide value, and there are bad actors out there that will take advantage of that. They will take advantage of that, of you for being that way. And that's a whole different conversation. Like, you've got to have awareness of knowing, okay, I am being taken advantage of. All this value that I'm providing, it's not that I'm not getting paid or I'm not getting monetized or anything in return for it. No, somebody's actually taking advantage of me, and they're viewing it themselves as not just a consumer of the value that I'm trying to bring to them, but also they're trying to leverage me in a way that is selfish, and they're not providing anything in return, and they're looking at it from just a bad perspective. You got to be aware of that. But those are exceptions to the rule. For the most part, folks that or individuals, organizations, whoever you're dealing with, apply it to whatever, they will see the intent and the value that you're trying to provide. And over time, that approach from you, from me, will be rewarded. Maybe not monetarily. Maybe not ever. You might not make a penny off of the value you bring to a situation. But what are some other rewards that can come from that? Let's say, like I mentor a few real estate investors, folks that are just trying to organize their thoughts and get going in real estate. And, you know, I don't do that at a charge. Maybe someday I might develop a more of a formal mentorship or coaching program, because at some point you put enough time into it, that time has to be traded for dollars at some point without it compromising other things. But right now I just do it to provide some value to some folks. I'll sit down with them. I'll help them analyze a few deals and organize their thoughts around that. I may never make a penny off that. But what's more valuable than the money that I could make off that if I charge? Some of these people might even pay me to do this. I've been offered money to help mentor and coach people through like beginners in real estate. I won't take it right now. And there's a reason for that, because it's much more valuable to me to see somebody that gets success. They achieve success through efforts that I help them with. That's valuable to me. It's like having your child, right? I have two young children. When I lead them through a situation and I help develop their thoughts around a situation, I help mentor them on how to approach life and things like that. And then you see them actually put those thoughts and the things that I'm trying to instill in them into action, and then see success on their own through that. How rewarding that is as their parent, the one that mentored or coached them through that, it's infinite. That is a form of monetization. It's not money, but it's a form of return on the investment of time. So if I'm taking the time and I see something in someone and I want to provide some value to them, and they're not paying me for that, but they go on to they close a couple deals this year and they make some money off that. And now they're setting their families up and their businesses up to compound that and grow from there and scale their businesses. And if it can be traced back to maybe some input I had, some value I brought to them early on, then freaking that is a win to me. And there is so much reward for me internally to that. It's an extension of my own success to share that with somebody else that goes on to pay it forward. That person, I had those people in my lives, right? That early on I couldn't afford, or maybe didn't have the mentality to pay for mentorship, right? I didn't understand the value of it. But I know for a fact I can put my finger on mentors I've had along the way that invested in me, their time and their energy, in a way that has set me up to have success later in life. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to name names because I've had so many and I don't want to leave anybody out, but I guarantee you that they look at the things I'm doing now and it brings a smile to their face. It brings joy to them and value to them. And it's a return on that time and effort that they put into me. And that is value. Now, let's go a little bit deeper than that. And we'll talk about the money side of it. Because ultimately, again, as I mentioned earlier, you can't just go around as an individual unless you are just at a, you know, Elon Musk level where you're a multi-billionaire and money now is not important because it's there, it's already earned, and you've got everything you need monetarily. Well, then you can go volunteer all of your time to make other people better, right? I can't do that right now. I have to continue to do things that do ultimately pay me a return, a monetary return. But there's a balance there, and there's a lot of dichotomy. I can do things that don't pay that return and also balance my life with doing things that do pay an active return. But the things that don't pay a return, this is where I want to dig into about, you know, I firmly believe that if you put enough good out there, you put enough value out there, investing in people, investing your time and energy in people and things that provide value to people, it ultimately comes back to you in waves. And those waves can be through finances. It can be through being invited to be a part of something that's bigger than maybe you were currently in. It opens up doors for you, possibly, that can get you involved with things, other businesses, other ventures and things like that, that ultimately lead to building a financial house, right? And I'll give a good example because I referenced early on in this episode, I had an interview on the interview podcast a couple weeks ago with Tim Vitale. And Tim, if you're listening to this, you were the one that kind of really got me thinking even more about this and kind of organizing my thoughts around this episode. So Tim mentioned how early on in his real estate investing career, he did several things not looking for a return, right? He got involved with a networking group and he did nothing but provide value to that group. He helped them build some like underwriting spreadsheets. He helped them, not asking for a penny for it, just doing it. And he was doing it because he wanted to provide value and prove to folks that he's there to provide value. So what ended up happening over time as he continued to do this, he wasn't expecting this, but he got invited in to be a part of a big commercial real estate deal, and then another, and then another. And now Tim has built a mega portfolio himself by just starting out by providing value. And he still provides value. He has a free Facebook page where every Tuesday he's putting out free content where he is digging deep into real estate, all avenues of real estate. Anybody can go to it. Anybody can see it. And he's just providing value. Well, what does that do? It builds his network. It builds his authority in the space. It does all these things, but he's leading with value. That over the long term, it pays huge dividends to him as an individual. And that is not because he went in and said, all right, I've got to find a way where I can provide enough value that ultimately it's going to make me rich. No, that was not his mindset. It was, I'm going to provide value so I can connect with people that can possibly help me grow. That's all it was. And so it's okay to say that's self-serving. For sure it is. I'm the same way. The value that I provide, this podcast is a great example of this. I don't get paid a penny from this podcast, not one dime. And, you know, I don't know where it'll evolve to. It's kind of scaling quicker than we thought. But we'll see where that goes. But right now, not one penny comes from this podcast. All I'm doing is trying to organize thoughts, project them in a way that might inspire some folks to do some big things. And whether I ever hear that happens or not, I hear from some folks, but somebody someday is going to hear these episodes, whether it be a guest I have on and through their story or some of these rambling thoughts that I have every week, somebody's going to get some value and somebody's going to find inspiration to take some action and better their lives, their families' lives, their businesses, things like that. And that is me just trying to provide some value. That's all it is. If I do this for the next 30 years of my life, twice a week, putting out episodes and never make a penny off of it, I'm okay with that because I know of the tens and hundreds of thousands of downloads that people are listening. And when people listen, they're being inspired in some way. Whether they give me that feedback or not, I know what's happening. And I'm okay with that because I'm providing value. It feels good. It's fulfilling to me. And some way, it's coming back to me in the source of people who might start a fire from hearing something I say. At sometime, the world will bring it back to me. And whether I feel it or know it or not, it happens. And it's just the way that this world goes round. You provide enough value. You put enough good, positive stuff out into the world. You contribute enough. You are a producer of value, not just a consumer. The world will reward you for that. Now, I'm still a consumer. I'm just as much of a consumer as I am a producer, right? There's a balance there. I want to continue growing myself. I want to expand my mind. I want to listen to other ideas. I want to learn, educate myself, try new things, get excited about new things, all those things. So I'm going to always consume things to allow me to do that and balance that out with producing content and things that I know I have somewhat of an ability to articulate ideas and thoughts. And that sometimes it might not even be my own thoughts. It might be thoughts or ideas that somebody else sparked in me that I'm displaying here or through conversations or whatever. But I do have somewhat of a skill set to do that. And I'm going to continue doing that. So I produce value, I provide value, and I consume value. And I encourage all of you listening, figure out wherever you are in life. Most of you don't have a podcast. Most of you don't have a business, or a lot of you have a business, but some of you are working a 9-to-5 job, and you're just getting started out in something. You're just trying to figure it out. Start with value. Figure out how you can provide authentically value into the world, into individuals, people you're around. Positive value. What can you produce, whether it be through acts of service, time spent, volunteering, whatever it is, what can you provide to those around you of value? And start doing it and keep doing it. And you may never see a return on that value, but I can almost guarantee you that you will if you sustain it. And it's genuine, authentic value that you're trying to provide. Not selfishly. You know, it's self-serving for sure, because you do get reward for knowing you're providing value, but do it in a way that helps people. And I go back to my former career where I sat down trying to sell, quote unquote, for those listening, I used to sell insurance products. If I didn't believe in a product, I would not sell it. I would not sell it. If I did not believe I was sitting at that person's kitchen table offering them something that I believe is valuable to their life and their family's life, I would not sell it, right? I didn't care about the paycheck. I wanted to provide value. And if that ended up with me making more money, great. That's a benefit of the value I provided. But what it also ended up with, I can't tell you how many times an individual client of mine passes away. They passed away. And because I met with them 10 years prior to set up a life insurance plan for their family, as bad as it is that they've passed away now, I got to deliver, in some cases, a 7-figure check to their family as a result of the actions that they took years ago and the value that I was able to provide to position them with the product that would ultimately take care of their family in this situation. Now, did I get value from them passing away? Absolutely not. It's terrible. It's traumatic. It's horrible. The family's going through a horrible time. But I get to deliver value and to that family while they're mourning the death of somebody that just passed away because of a decision that person made to add value to their lives, and I got to help be a part of that. That's valuable. And I cared more about that than the money I made the 10 years prior on the commissions of that product I sold that person. That's leading with value, authentic value. So I could ramble for hours on this because I'm so passionate about it. I'm so passionate about trying to bring positive energy and mindset into this world, locally to me in my lone little bubble and beyond. And it is a major passion of mine. I'll continue to do it. And if that passion ever dies out, then somebody slap me upside the head if you see it, because it is who I am and I'm never going to lose it, nor do I want to. So find out, dig deep where you can provide value. Where can you provide value to your family? Where can you provide value to your colleagues, to your clients, to the network groups you're in, to the community groups you're in, things like that? Find a place to find value, then go in there and put everything you've got into providing that value and stop thinking about what you're going to get in return for it. If you can get there, your life and everybody's life around you, for tentacles off that, like, it will grow, will be better. Trust me.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.